Southwest Valley earned a win in a hard-fought battle against Grandview Christian last Friday, winning 32-28. The Timberwolves had a test all the way down to the very end of the game, as they were able to take home the win, but it was not without a fight.
Oh, it was a fight from the very onset. Both teams were definitely showed up to play. They ended up throwing the ball about 44 times and really tested our secondary. And, you know, I gave, you know, my assistant coach, defensive coordinator, Kyle Chafa, a lot of credit. He's done it in both of our wins. He's been able to make really solid adjustments at halftime defensively that I think have really brought us to some victories.
Head coach Keegan Longaball was impressed with both Evan Timmerman and Isaac Curran as they combined for 176 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Their performances helped to overcome the thunder of the offensive game as they took the leap the offense needed.
Yeah, they definitely showed a lot with their play, and they've showed a lot with their leadership as well. Isaac had a phenomenal game. He had 2 receiving touchdowns in one play. It was, you know, he caught the ball and then he ended up making the rest out of it. And then we really decided that those two had a great game in the backfield, so we just kind of fed them a ball, especially towards the end of the game. We got the ball with about seven and a half minutes left, and we wanted to drain the clock down, and we knew exactly who the two guys were to give the ball to.
Grandview Christian really challenged the offensive line of Southwest Valley, something that the offensive line was able to hold back in the game. One thing that Coach Longaball was also impressed with was the offensive line opening up gaps and protecting the passing game for Evan Timmerman.
That defensive line really turned up. They really shot off the ball low and put some pressure on their quarterback. And, you know, that John kid from Grandview Christian, he's very mobile and has a pretty solid arm. And our guys were able to put some pressure on him. And then Wyatt Mendenhall, we've moved and had him move to safety and had him kind of overshadowing their top receiver, having him and Evan Timmerman lock up on him. So they really turned it up the second half and did a great job on defense.
Southwest Valley will be taking on Earlham in week 4, as both teams have developed into the throwing game more on the offensive side. The Timberwolves running defense is looking to get their first big test against Earlham.
We talk about how Earlham has always been a ground and pound kind of team. They've thrown the ball quite a bit more this year than they have in the past, but that's exactly what we're kind of sitting in the boat as well. But they like to try to kind of bully you around offensively and defensively. They know that their opponent knows what's coming, but they kind of just say, try to stop us. And that's what our mentality kind of is this week is, you know, we cannot let them hit us first. We've got to go attack them from the very onset. And we've played 3 teams so far this season that are really solid in the passing game. So our running defense is really going to be tested kind of for the first time all game this week.
Coach Longaball is looking for his team to run a quick offense this week and roll with whatever opportunity Earlham gives the Timberwolves along the way.
We're just kind of going to play with whatever the defense gives us. If they're really trying to stop the run game, then we're just going to try to hit some quick passes. And we were fortunate enough, we got the ball out of Evan Timmerman's hands and into our receiver's hands quick and let them make a play. It really wasn't anything special. It was just get those guys into the open field. But if they want to defend the pass, then we're going to get the run game going early. Everybody like it. That going makes life a lot easier, but it's just whatever Earlham's going to give us is what we're going to go for.
Southwest Valley has a trip over to Earlham this week as it will kick off underneath the lights at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.